The global tech talent market just hit a staggering milestone. Over 5 million tech workers now work outside their home countries, creating what might be the largest skilled migration wave in human history.
Those numbers are mind-blowing when you think about it. And what's fascinating is how different countries are competing for this talent pool.
You know what's really interesting about this whole phenomenon? Places like Estonia have completely transformed their immigration policies. They've created this digital residency program that's attracted over 80,000 tech professionals in just the last few years. That's
such a clever approach. But I'm curious about something. How are these countries actually measuring the success of these programs?
Well, the data tells quite a story. Singapore's Tech Pass program, for instance, saw a 300% increase in applications last year alone. They're tracking everything from company formation rates to patent applications by these migrant tech workers.
That reminds me of a recent study showing that immigrant-founded startups in Europe raised over 9 billion euros in venture capital just last year.
And you know what's really fascinating about those numbers? About 40% of those founders eventually reinvest in their home country's tech ecosystems. It's creating this incredible ripple effect across global markets.
That kind of circular benefit system must be reshaping traditional brain drain concerns, right?
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. Countries like India, which historically worried about losing talent, are now seeing what experts call a brain gain effect. Their tech diaspora sent back nearly $100 billion in remittances last year, not to mention the knowledge transfer and international business connections.
Speaking of connections, I've been looking into how these tech hubs are evolving. Like, who would have thought Lisbon would become Europe's fastest growing tech hub?
Oh man, the Lisbon story is incredible. They went from having about 200 tech startups in 2015 to over 2,000 today. And get this, their digital nomad visa program received 200,000 applications in its first year.
The way these cities are transforming is fascinating. But what about the challenges these workers face? It can't all be smooth sailing.
You're right about that. Recent surveys show that 67% of migrant tech workers face significant housing challenges in their first year. In Amsterdam, for example, the average wait time for suitable housing has hit 9 months.
Those kinds of practical challenges must really impact how companies approach international recruitment.
Absolutely right, and that's leading to some innovative solutions. Companies like Spotify now offer what they call settling in packages that cover everything from language classes to school placement for kids. They found it increased their retention rates by 45%.
Well, that makes a lot of sense when you consider the whole person, not just their technical skills.
And speaking of skills, here's something surprising. The most in-demand skills aren't what you might expect. While coding is important, data shows that 78% of companies now prioritize cross-cultural communication skills and experience with distributed teams.
That's such an important shift in what companies are looking for. How is that changing the way tech education is approached globally?
It's actually revolutionizing it. Countries like Malaysia and Vietnam are now incorporating international business communications into their tech curricula. They've seen a 60% increase in their graduates landing positions in global tech firms.
You know what's interesting about that? It's creating this new kind of global tech professional who's as comfortable with cultural navigation as they are with code.
Exactly, and the numbers back this up. Tech workers who possess both technical and cross-cultural skills command salaries about 25% higher than their peers who only have technical expertise.
That must be creating some interesting dynamics in different tech hubs around the world.
Oh, you have no idea. Take Berlin, for instance. They've got this fascinating mix where 43% of their tech workforce comes from outside Germany, speaking over 50 different languages in their tech ecosystem.
The diversity must bring both opportunities and challenges for these cities.
Well, that's where the data gets really interesting. Cities with more diverse tech workforces show 35% higher rates of innovation, measured by patent applications and new company formation. But they also face challenges like housing pressure and cultural integration.
So how are cities managing that balance between growth and sustainability?
You know, some are doing better than others. Copenhagen has this interesting model where they mandate that 25% of new tech campus developments include affordable housing. They've managed to grow their tech sector by 200% while keeping displacement rates below 5%.
That kind of thoughtful planning seems crucial for long-term success.
And here's what's really exciting about all this. We're seeing the emergence of what experts call distributed tech hubs. Instead of one dominant center, we're getting these interconnected networks of specialized tech clusters.
Like how Tel Aviv focuses on cybersecurity, while Singapore specializes in fintech?
Exactly. And these specializations are creating some unexpected opportunities. For instance, cybersecurity specialists who move between Tel Aviv and Singapore see an average salary increase of 40% due to their unique cross-market experience.
That's fascinating how these specialized hubs are creating their own economic ecosystems.
And looking ahead, the trends are pretty clear. By 2025, analysts predict we'll see a 50% increase in tech worker mobility, with new hubs emerging in places like Warsaw, Lagos, and Medellin.
Those predictions really show how this isn't just about traditional tech centers anymore.
You're right, and that's perhaps the most exciting part of all this. We're watching the creation of a truly global tech ecosystem, where talent and innovation can come from anywhere and go everywhere.
Sounds like we're just at the beginning of this transformation.
Indeed, and the data suggests this is just the first wave. The next decade could see even more dramatic shifts as technology continues to reshape how and where we work. It's not just about moving talent anymore. It's about creating sustainable, equitable systems that benefit everyone involved.